Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickled to death to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday. In the studio with me, AWOL last week, Mark Tobin. Mark, how you doing this morning?
Good. Yes, I'm not AWOL this week, but I sure enjoyed it last week. Yeah, went down to Lake of the Ozarks and called in from the lake house to do the show. But
that was good for you.
It was good. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been down in a while. I've been too busy working, but oh my gosh.
Work.
Fishing was, yeah, that dirty four-letter word. Not for some of us that are retired. Right. You and Brent Frazee both retarded.
Retarded. I got the retarded part down. I've had that down since I was a teenager.
You know, it's good.
The saddest part about it, a lot of people are going to drag the boat out this weekend, and it ain't going to work.
No, I know, and I saw that last weekend, too. Yeah, this is the official kickoff for the lake season. Now that school's out, a lot of people are hitting the water, taking their boat out for the first time, and it's just it's going to happen. If you have a boat, eventually it's going to break down. You know, we've said it before, boat stands for bust out another thousand, but it doesn't have to be that way. When it breaks down, don't forget Sportsman's Outfitter, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen this weekend, and just you can have some peace of mind. Just spend a little bit of money, go out there. They do a 32-point check on your boat. Man, do that every year.
Yeah.
They check the water impeller. There's just so many things that they check, and then you just get out in the water. You don't have to worry about it.
Stable.
Yeah.
Put some stable in your at the end of the season.
Yep, Joe. Well, and do it during the – you need to do it every time you fill up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of the gas that we have right now has got ethanol in it, and that just draws a lot of moisture into it, and it's terrible. That's their number one – at Sportsman's, that's their number one boat repair is fuel-related stuff.
And this is a weekend also where we have mass quantities of beer in consumption.
Speaking of which, funny you would mention that. We do have a new sponsor.
Uh-huh.
And it's if you do like to drink beer, we've got an American beer to tell you about.
Yay!
Yeah, and listen to this novelty. Buy American and buy cheap. This is a lot cheaper than other beers. I like to drink beer every now and then. And I'm just tired of paying high prices for beer that is
ridiculous.
Owned by people in foreign countries. They don't care about us.
Yeah, okay.
But this American, I've seen this stuff anywhere from $3 to $4 cheaper, a six-pack, than some of the other more popular beers.
Yeah.
And it's not everywhere yet. But the thing is, they're getting a lot of heat from other distributors, other beer companies. They're putting the kibosh on it, trying to get it from being put out there because it's so much cheaper. But it's one's called KC Light, comes in a powder blue can, and the other one's called KC Lager, comes in a red can. Both of them have a Kansas City skyline across the base of it. But again, most all the Hy-Vees have it. You can find it like at Gomer's or Lucas Liquor Superstore. But go to their website, kclager.com, or Kansas City Breweries. You can find it a couple different ways, or just look up kclight.com. And you can find a list of. There's a whole bunch of places that have it, but and it's they're getting it in more and more places. But like I said, there's some local beer company and some of the national companies are making it difficult to get it in some of these places. It's just it's good and it's a lot less expensive.
Well, I had my official beer taster try it, and I got a raving, you know, him and his buddies, and they said it was great beer.
You know, if you get on Google and search reviews for it, there's some nasty reviews about this stuff. But I never trust those things.
No,
and I wonder who's doing that. And again, there's some companies around here that don't want this beer on the market. And I just wonder if that's not worth some of it. Because I've tried it, and I like it. And it's so much cheaper. I'll drink it.
We got a nasty review on Fatal Flashers one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's such a great product. And last thing in my mind was that somebody wouldn't like this product. how naive I am. But what it finally got down to was it was the day that he was trying to buy the Fatal Flasher decoys. The credit card thing wasn't working right.
Nothing to do with the product.
But it was just a terrible deal. Oh my goodness, they need to be reported to the Better Business Bureau. Da 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 da. You know, it was just a scathing review.
Wow. You know, some people need a life.
Some buffoon. You know, I mean, it wasn't the company making Fatal Flashers. It was the credit card, whatever, goes through the system. And it was crash and burn. And so he actually contacted the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, wow. I mean, get a life.
No kidding.
Get a life, you know.
How would you like to wake up next to that guy every morning?
Yesterday, we were, me and my good friend Randy Patterson, we were planting of the corn in the mud.
In preparation for the duck
season. In the mud.
I'm surprised you're able to do it.
Me too.
You didn't get stuck?
Oh, yeah. But we don't talk about that. Just act like you don't see it. Just go on, you know. But, gee whiz, I've been hanging around him. He's my savior. He's just a wonderful person. I've never met anybody, I don't know how to say this, more polite, more honest, more sincere. And I don't know why I don't bring this up a little bit. And I'm not getting a commission. I'm just telling you the way it is. There's 505 acres up here by Squaw Creek for sale. And it's too bad I'm poor. I'm a talk radio guy, you know. If I had a lawn service.
You wouldn't even consider it.
You wouldn't even.
No.
505 acres, the most pristine waterfowl, deer hunting, turkey hunting, pheasant hunting place in America. It joins Squaw Creek. It got timber on it with white-tailed deer. They have horns on them big enough to hang a week's wash. I mean, these deer are huge in this place. And the waterfowl hunting of this thing, that needs some work on it. But it's one in a million. Your neighbor, if you're going to have a good neighbor, you got Tom Watson up on the northeast corner. Boy, if you want a beautiful, beautiful place, this is not for the faint of heart. Probably around $2.9 million, somewhere right in there. Maybe a little stronger than that. But anyway, 816 area code. I'm going to give you a phone number. A lot of doctors are going in to do their rounds that listen to our show.
Yeah.
I've been talking to a lot of them. And some of those guys can afford this. Some of them can't.
This is the cream of the cream, isn't it?
Yeah, this is from a 1 to 10. This is a 14.
Wow.
This is how good it can be. And it has some development on it, but I've never seen a place like this, and I didn't think it would ever come for sale. And it's 505 acres. I know what I would do with it. If I had the means, I would just probably develop it in chunks and sell it off and list it back and make a lot of money. I think it could make over $1 million on this thing, but what the hey? Nobody likes making money, evidently.
If anybody out there listening does wind up buying this property, they need to remember where they heard this.
Well, I know what's going to happen to it. I know, and I don't blame the guys. They're going to end up, a farmer's going to buy it, and they're going to put a big ditch right down through the middle of it and drain it and row crop it.
Oh,
they're trying to make a buck, and yeah. I understand that. And I have a special soft spot in my heart for farmers, but gee whiz, I just hate to see it go. That's why I'm doing this. I just hate to see this get developed into a row crop farm. They're going to push all the timber out, put the ditch in, and I don't blame them. You know, yeah. I mean, they're trying to make a buck. But if you want the pristine, the prettiest, the best, 816 area code, 803-3951. Now, you should have pulled over and written this down. 816-803-3951. When it's gone, it will be gone. And it's a shame. It's unbelievable. It's got the whales on it, got three-phase wiring. It's already got a bunch of duct blinds. They need to be repaired, but... my goodness, I don't think there's been any repairs done on this farm since 1960s. So, just golly, old growth timber, beautiful place. I saw a set of shed antlers came off this farm one time. It'd been 2 or 3 years ago. That you just go, oh my, unbelievable. Who we got lined up here, Mark?
At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Richard Bowling. He is the best fishing guide on Truman Lake. Truman is just on fire right now. And it's just been so good over the last couple years.
Yes.
Last year was spectacular. This year was off to a fantastic start. Then we got all that rain. The lake came up over 20 foot, and they're dropping it now. But and I heard that Stockton was like 20 feet high. And Pomme de Terre's, I don't know how high, but I know it's high too. And all that water's got to come down through Truman and down into Lake of the Ozarks. And it just creates some fantastic fishing opportunities. Yep. So we're going to get it from the horse's mouth, what's going on down there at Truman. Now,
that's the only place I've ever been that I could walk on water.
Because of the boats.
Because I can step from boat to boat to boat to boat to boat and fool a lot of people.
Yeah, I was down there last weekend. I was down there on Saturday. And I hate to even think what it's going to be like this weekend. But the secret's out. You know, when they're running water now, and they will for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's this slack water area down there below the dam. And when you got this much current, a lot of those fish just back off into that stilling basin or the slack water area to get away from the current. And that's because there's a lot of bait fish doing the same thing. And, I'm telling you, the fishing is spectacular. I'm telling you, the crappie are just stacked solid in there right now. And the white bass are starting to bite, too, and hybrids. I was down at the bait store, I think it's called Cody's, just right down there below the dam. And was there when a guy came in, and he weighed a hybrid, 14 pounds.
That'll work.
He had two others. One was about 6, one was about 8. But 14-pounder. But he was just fishing from the bank, so... If you want to get out fishing this weekend and you don't have a boat, great place to go fish from the bank is down below Truman Dam right now.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What about our beloved Milford? I think it's the best-kept secret in America is Milford Reservoir here in Kansas.
Yeah.
Is it turned on any at all this year?
Yeah, they are catching some walleye. The crappie fishing was real good. It's starting to tail off just a little bit, but not a lot of white bass, but a lot of hybrids being caught right now.
Oh, no.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is proposing some changes for next year that's going to affect Milford. And I don't think this is all bad. They're proposing upping the limit on wipers or hybrids from 2 a day to 5 a day.
Wow.
And
that should tell you something.
Yeah, exactly.
That means the lake has got a buku.
Yep, that's right. The other thing that they're talking about doing is changing the blue catfish limit. You're still going to be able to keep 5. That's the daily limit right now. But you can only keep 1 over 40 inches. And everything else that you catch has to be under 25 inches. So I don't know.
Run that by me again. I dazed off.
The limit on blue catfish is 5. So you can still keep 5. But you can only keep 1 fish over 40 inches. And everything else that you keep has to be under 25 inches.
Huh. Strange.
It is strange. But I don't know. Milford, I think, is world-class when it comes to blue cat fishing. And yeah. It's been a couple of years since I was down there, but I graphed areas a mile long, and I would see blue cat from the bottom up 10 feet.
Wow.
So this is like 10, 15 feet of blue cat. And I knew that's what it was because I dropped down there, and I catch one every time I drop down there. And, I mean, just literally... thick. Huh. So I don't know. I don't mind only being able to keep 1 over 40 inches. I like the smaller ones to eat anyway, so I don't know that that's a bad deal. But the ones that I did keep was kind of interesting. Well, and before I get to that, if you want to voice your opinion on this, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and Tourism, they're going to have a meeting in June 22nd at the George Mine, I get this, M-E-Y-N, Community Center, at 126th and State Avenue.
It might be pronounced Maine.
It could be Maine.
Did you ever think about that?
I didn't think.
You didn't think?
No.
It hurts. What year did you quit thinking, Mark? What was 1969?
I don't know that I was ever real good at it.
Oh, really?
Period, no.
How were you in third grade math? Was that an issue with you or not?
As long as it wasn't over 10.
Over 10?
I count on my fingers.
You count
on
your fingers?
Yeah.
I remember going through third grade math. Boy, it was tough.
School was tough.
Oh,
for me.
It was just terrible.
That's why I like to fish. I don't have to think.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
But those blue cat that I caught out there at Milford, I kept a couple, and both of them had bellies full of zebra mussels. So
not bad.
No, it's got to be a good thing.
And I stand corrected on the blue cat.
Oh, yes.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Yes, and this has been at least a year, if not more, that we have argued about this.
Well, it was the second best thing you could put to your lips.
And food-wise, one of the better things.
Don't go there.
You did.
I did not. you have a mind. Never mind.
I have a mind. Never mind. Speaking of blue cat, yes, they are fantastic.
Don't go there. We are sponsored by Big Four Hardware up in St. Joseph, Missouri, also Stansbury. My buddy Rick and Steve that run that, and Charlie and Joe and all those guys. Not only do they sell you a Dixie chopper, But if you've got any other mower brand that's just not performing right, this is what they do, and they're the best there is in the United States. Now, this Dixie Chopper comes with Turf Boss tires, suspension seat, mulch kit standard underneath. Spring forks for the suspension. It's made out of stainless steel. Orgasmic looking thing.
Oh, they are so tough looking.
They are the finest looking mower, and it'll be the last one you'll ever buy. And they're very competitively priced. You know, they're right there with all the rest of them, and they've got them in some of them are the Z2 and the Magnum are 3-year warranty. The Magnum HP, which is a high performance, is a 4-year warranty. The Blackhawk is 4-year warranty. It's
they've
tremendous
got a, some,
machine.
They've got some stand-ons now, too.
Oh.
That's what I got to check out. Unfortunately, I've already bought my mowers for the year before I heard about this, Fred.
Yeah.
But and you say that these spindles are oversized, and that's one problem I've had with my mowers. You get a spindle that goes out.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's just it goes through belts, and they're just a pain. And the other thing that I've got some of the big names in mowers, and I'm telling you what, I don't know if they have to do this on purpose, but they put greasers in the most hardest to reach places that you can imagine. That's not the way with these.
Yeah, you can see them. You actually grease them. And this Blackhawk, the one that is a commercial, a light commercial, they call it, but it comes on a 48, 54-inch, 60-inch deck. I'm telling you guys, quit messing around with this. Go get one of these. They're available up in St. Joe, Missouri at 700 South Belt. It's called Big Four Hardware. They also have a location up in Stansbury, Missouri. You know what? They're the finest people that you will ever do business with. They're honest. Their integrity is fantastic, and they know what they're talking about. So go by and check them out. Again, it's Big Four Hardware, 700 South Belt, St. Joseph, Missouri, up in Stansbury, Missouri, whichever is handier for you. Tell you what, you're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. Can take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, and here with my co-host, the best fisherman in the United States, Mark Tobin. We are brought to you by King City Lumber Company. Mark, they are building you a loafing shed as we speak.
That just sounds right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a lot of husbands, you know, they can hang out and build a loafing shed out behind the house. Just go out there and hang out, you know.
Well, I think man cave sounds a little
man
better.
Man cave sounds better.
Let's say man cave shed.
I like the term loafing shed for some reason. I've been around for a while. My dad was a building contractor. I know what worked for him, and I know what quality workmanship is. I've watched this family, Marty and Monty Tunks, from afar for a long, long time. Now, if you're going to put a new building on your property, maybe add on to a garage or whatever you want to do, these are the most capable people I've ever been around. They have nothing but the finest quality of product. They also have master carpenters that build it, and they build it right. I've been in some of these buildings that are 20 years old and look like the day they built them. So if you're in the mode, maybe you want a building with a hydraulic door or sliding doors or whatever you want. These guys, I've never seen anybody like them, and they're that good. They had a tragic thing happen not too far from where I live, and their barn burnt down and lost their cars, lost a lot of their stuff. And the lady didn't even know, but when we got to talking to her through the grapevine, she said, well, we'll rebuild it. We're only going to rebuild it with King City Lumber Company. And I thought, wow, wish more people could hear that. King City Lumber Company. Go by, see these fantastic people. 660-535-4337. 660-535-4337. KingCityLumber.com. Look at their website. Look at the stuff they have produced. You cannot find better workmanship and better quality people than Monty and Marty Tunks and the King City Lumber Company people. I love them to death. Weren't that good of friends with them, but I admired their family and all the work they've done over the years. So great, great people.
I saw my first mosquito yesterday.
Really?
I'm kind of surprised that it's taken this long, as wet as it had been, you know, through the whole month of, April and now May. But yeah.
Well, I'll be done. You addressed them.
Best mosquito repellent on the market. Whoop a bug.
Yep.
and it's available in Kansas City now. Most all of the Westlake Hardwares have it, but I know there's some worries about diseases with mosquitoes and whatnot. But and we got the oak mites that were dealing. I haven't had an oak mite bite yet this year either, and I did this time last year. And they
great
were saying
product.
There was going to be worse this year with the oak mites. But yeah, get, yeah. If you,
my sister was at my house last night, and she's talking about putting Wampa Bug on. And you said how great a product it was. You know, it smells like lemon plate.
Yeah, that's
to
the
me.
Only downside to it.
And you can drink it. You know, it's biodegradable. You can put it on your skin.
Yeah.
I used it during turkey season. And one day I did not take it with me. I had a tick.
Wow.
Right by my navel. He was hooked on.
You know, I'm wondering if you got a tick on you. You know, this stuff is, these bugs do not like it. In fact, it has the ability to kill some.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sold as a pesticide, but
yeah.
It's got a pepper oil in it, and this pepper oil is what makes it so good. But I'm wondering if you had a tick bite, if you put some of that on it.
Wouldn't hurt.
I wonder if it would make it easier to take it out, or if it would kill it.
I dated a girl one time. I thought it was a beauty mark, and it was a tick for all these
That's
years.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it really
that
was.
Is nasty.
Yeah,
for
she was not a very pleasant person. Kind of a large lady. Our producer would like her.
The cracked board operator.
Hey, yeah, he's smiling.
He knows.
I didn't think he was listening.
I'm always listening. I know when I got to defend myself.
Oh,
I can't put a deaf ear to this show ever.
What's the report on Smithville?
It's good. The crappie has been good. Got a lot of crappie got caught this spring. White bass. They're catching a few white bass. I heard a couple of walleye are starting to get caught. This is the time, you know. This is the time for walleye have spawned, and this is really, in my opinion, the best time of year to fish for walleye. I don't ever fish the pre-spawn or the spawn because it's so unpredictable.
Yes,
but now
yeah.
We're getting to the time where it is quite predictable, and they get out on main lake flats. They can be as shallow as 5 feet and as deep as 20 feet or deeper, depending on the water. But a good way to catch them right now is trolling crankbaits. And have you heard of a flicker shad?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it's just a shad body, like a shad wrap type bait. But they're deadly on walleye. And this is the time. Just do some trolling. I know you don't like to troll.
I don't like to troll.
But this is a good way to catch them. And trolling period right now. This is, again, the time when most of the fish have spawned or just about over with, if not completely over with. And those fish back away from the shore and they suspend. And they're just following shad around. They're not related
exactly.
to any kind of structure. And about the only way that you can make contact with them is to troll. So things like the flicker shad are good. I like a bait called a red-eye shad. It's a lipless crankbait similar to a rattle trap. And just troll. It could be in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes they'll be above creek channel edges. Sometimes they aren't. They're just following shad around, so they can be just about anywhere. But really one of the best ways to catch fish right now, do a little bit of trolling.
What's happened below the dam at Truman? Are they catching walleye? Where'd they go? Do they just go back in the main lake after they're done spawning?
Yeah, then again, they'll move back out onto those flats and points, and that's the best place to find them. We'll get that from Richard Bowling. He's going to be on here in just a little bit, and we'll find out what's going on with him. We are going to have a guest on here in a week or two. Next week, we're hoping to have Brent Frazee on.
He's just so busy. He won't do it.
He's just so busy fishing right now.
He's retarded.
Well, he was retarded before he retired.
Yeah.
But there's a very interesting story. A former vet, his name's Joe Bragg, and he did two tours of duty in Iraq and came back and had some really bad luck. He suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and lost his wife, lost his house. The thing that brought him back and saved him is fishing. And
good.
He started making fishing lures. He lives out of Topeka, and he makes some fantastic, beautiful crappie jigs. He's got a crappie series that he's promoting. It's a benefit. Does have 100% payback, but it's a benefit tournament series. The next one is going to be at Perry Lake on Saturday, June 3rd. So I think that's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seven fish weigh-in, optional big fish pot.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got to be. Yeah, because at the end of the month is Wednesday.
Yeah, so that's right. The crack board operator. He knows everything. This guy is the smartest producer we've ever had.
Joshua, next Saturday.
I wasn't listening. What was that?
Got him. Yeah. I saw him doze off back there.
But anyway, Joe Bragg, Perry Lake, June 3rd, benefit crappie tournament. He's got a series. You can go to their website. It's kansascrappieclub.com. or you can give Joe a call. His phone number is area code 785-207-4321.
So we got to take a break. We come on back. We're going to have Richard on.
Richard Bowling, the best guide on Truman Lake.
Before we do that, I want to talk about, and I do a commercial, and we do a commercial for Reed Chevrolet. And we can't talk about what we know because they don't want the notoriety.
No.
But these are the finest people. These are not con artists. Mark them down, stack them up, sell them, car dealers. This is a different breed of a car dealer. This is an honest, sincere, the whole family. I've met all the family. I can't say enough good things about them. They care, and they pay back into the community. And if you can't buy a vehicle up there, you know, they got the greatest prices. I've heard of stories that you're just $1,000 cheaper in other dealerships. And other dealers are mad at them because they get them out the door, retail them. They don't fall in love with the product. They adios it onto the street. But they stand behind you 110% after the sale. And I get so tired. Me and you talk one time about the hype that car dealers do.
There's so much dishonesty.
It's just shame. And these people, non-commissioned salespeople, lifetime oil changes, up here in St. Joe, Missouri, off Frederick Avenue, off I-29, if you're in a mode, a lot of people on Memorial Day, this is their day to buy a vehicle. There's nobody, no finer, especially if you're a Silverado driver. But any of the Chevrolet products, they will help you 110%.
Well, Trevin Reed, you know, the whole family is former military, and he does a lot of things that he doesn't want advertised.
Yep.
He is one of the most charitable people that I've ever heard of, and he does things. I mean, he does it because it's the right thing to do, lot of the things that he does. And it trickles down into the car dealership. They're just, they do things because, and they do it the right way, the honest way. And my son bought a vehicle up there, went up to have an oil change, had an oil change here in town, cost him over $100, went up there, free oil change, cleaned his truck, gave him a candy bar. Nicest bunch of folks. He said he just loved the experience.
You know, the candy bar I got from him, too, was double wrapped. Now think about that.
They even double wrapped
the candy bar to make sure it was still good.
Make sure it hadn't been tampered with.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't know. They're just too good of people.
Good bunch of folks. Good family. The Reed family.
Listened to our show up in Grand Island, Nebraska. Drove all the way down there, bought a Silverado pickup.
Well, there's a reason that they sold more vehicles than anybody in the Midwest.
Yeah, they're the number one. You know, Kansas City, all up to the Iowa line, all the way across. And not only do they beat them substantially in number of vehicles sold. So, Reed Chevrolet. I got to take a little break. Richard Bowling will be on. We're going to take you fishing. Ought to make a good radio show. Some are better than others. Put your feet up, grab you a cup of coffee, and we'll be right back with you.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome back to the Midwest Outdoors right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Joining us on the phone right now. And he's out working. He's our favorite guide, the best guide on Truman Lake, Mr. Richard Bowling. Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
Well, I wish I was with you. Where are you at?
I'm right here, just put in on Truman Lake in the upper regions. We just put a big old crappie in the live well.
Already?
Already.
Well,
had a bigger one on, but lost it.
Well, that's a pretty good start.
Good start.
Oh, it's a good start. Our second tree.
Wow, cool. So tell me what's going on down there. How high is the lake?
The lake's up still about 16, 17 feet. There's not much debris on the ground to float, and it's pretty good shape, really, and the water clarity is great.
Really?
Cedar trees, hedges, hardwoods are all starting to show up, and then fish are piling on them out in that current.
Oh, is that right? So you fishing out on the main lake or up in creeks?
Yeah, we're going to spend the day on the main lake. We're probably not even going to go up inside a creek today.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah. So how deep of water are you finding the fish?
We're in right now 28 foot of water, and they're down 3 to 10 foot. Most of them this morning is going to be down about 3 or 4 foot.
Boy, that's shallow.
That gets up and bright.
Oh, wow. Now, will they bite all day, or is it just more of an early morning bite?
No, they're going to bite all day. This early bite would be the best, but I don't know, noon or 1 o'clock, that sun gets up high, you know. It'll slow down a little, but you still catch your fish.
Now, how are you fishing? Are you rigging or are you dipping?
Not dipping. Big hook and a big sinker. Got to have that big sinker out in this current. There's a lot of current this morning. And just dipping it right around the trees. Them crappie don't mind that current at all.
So, I mean, crappie don't like that much current, but they're out there in the current. What are they? Are they just behind cedars, or can you find them behind hardwoods as well?
Honestly, they're going to be out in front of these trees out in the current.
Really?
Things as they come by.
No way.
That's why he's a guide and you're not.
Yeah. Richard?
The opposite on Truman Lake is what you'd think. You'd think they'd want to be behind the tree out of the current. Now, most of these fish today is going to be up in front of the tree in the current.
Wow. Oh. See, I'd have been on the backside. Yeah. Why did you become a guide?
Why did I?
Yeah.
Man, it's a long story. I didn't have any intentions ever to become a guide. I just got used one time. I was just, I don't know, 20 years old and went out and had a good time. Clients caught a lot of fish. There was a group deal that came in down here at the resort. And ever since then, I've kind of done it.
Well, you know, other than being a guide like you are, do you know how to become a millionaire fishing?
No.
You start off a billionaire.
I guarantee you that's right. You got two boats. One of them's usually in the shop.
So the crappie are spectacular right now. Any white bass showing up anywhere or hybrids?
You know, they are on the humps down towards the dam finally. They're catching some big old hybrids down there, drift fishing with live shad.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's the best way to get them right now is with live bait, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they're catching some pretty good 7, 8, 9, 10 pounders down there and some good ones. Again, that early bite and that late bite right before dark's the good bite.
Well, with all this current going down there, is the weir turned on?
It has not yet. The only reason it hasn't, it's got too much water on it.
Oh,
you got to find them humps now. It's only got about 10 foot on it. And when that weir gets down to where it's got about 12, 14 foot on it, then it's going to get good.
I've had several people comment that they've been catching crappie that looked like they had spawned, but when they flayed them, they found a lot of eggs in them. Do you think that's anything to be concerned about? Is that pretty normal?
No, it happens that way every year. These crappie, even on a good spawn, when you cut a female crappie open, she will not dump every 100% of her eggs. She'll have some of them left inside her. She'll absorb them is what she'll do.
Well, that I caught some fish down below the dam and on Lake of the Ozarks last week, and that was the same thing I saw. And it looked like they were starting to absorb them. The color was gone out of the eggs. They were pale, and that usually means
right.
That they're starting to absorb them. But it looked like maybe they dropped half, maybe a fourth of them. But that's still an awful lot of eggs. So I don't know. I kind of think it might be a pretty good spawn. What do you think?
I think on Truman here we had a great spawn. You know, some of these fish got spawned out before the lake even came up there because it started early. And then whenever it got up, you know, they kind of held the water, so it gave a lot of buck brush and stuff for them to spawn in, and then, you know, nothing get to them. So I think we probably had a really good spawn.
Well, with that lake up high, the fry have a lot of hiding places to go and develop. So, yeah, I think that's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a good one.
You hearing anything on the largemouth bass?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. They're what they're catching in this flooded brush out on these current points, and it's not a good bite. They did have a tournament last weekend. It took 17 pounds, which is pretty good, but should have took 20, 25 pounds to win it.
Well,
Richard, if I would come down there and would be pleased enough to pay you to go fish and I told you I wanted to catch walleye and that's all I want to fish for today, what would you do? Would you give up? Would you take me someplace and try it, or what would you recommend?
Man, I would troll probably with a big crankbait and get down a little bit deeper down the dam in that cleaner water. And troll, but honestly, if you wanted to pay me to take you, I probably wouldn't do it. I hate not catching fish, you know, for people not catch fish if they're with me.
Now, wouldn't it be that, and we were talking before you joined us there on the air, we were talking off radio about these walleye have spawned, they've spawned out, they're done. I would assume they're going to go on a feeding frenzy. Isn't that accurate?
It is accurate, yeah, And again, that pier around, we're in the upper grand or the mid-grand here, and I've had some really good days not fishing for walleye, but casting for white bass on these current points and hybrids, and they've been days that, well, me and a buddy of mine, we've had our limits of walleyes doing that, but it's accidental. They're just in that current on them points, and, man, they feed up.
Yeah. Man. Boy, and you know when you get one, boy, they hit like a freight train.
Oh, yeah. Jerk the rod out of your hand.
Oh, I know. They're so much fun.
Tremendous bite.
Yeah, it's bonus fish.
Yeah. Bonus fish.
Richard, what are your favorite baits for crappie?
Favorite baits? Well, my favorite of all time is a minnow, but if I had to use a jig, it'd be a black and pink or black and chartreuse.
Year-round?
Year-round, yep.
Huh. So are you using minnows today?
Yeah, we're using a big, probably a 3/16 ounce sinker with a big number one hook in there.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Got to have that big weight so you can go vertical, you know, straight up and down. Otherwise, that current will wash it behind the tree, which you don't want to be.
Yeah.
How big a weight?
It's probably 3/16. It's a pretty good size sinker.
Dang.
Wow.
And you don't get hung up a lot with that, with just a...
Well, with that weight like that, I've got it about 4 inches above my hook. And you do get hung a little, but what happens is if you do get hung, you just take that weight. You don't pull on it. You just drop that weight, and that big weight will bounce it off of there.
So you're fishing 20 foot of water, 3 to 4 feet down. Is that right?
Yep. We're in 21 foot right now. We're dipping cedar trees, and we're going to catch fish in the hardwoods, and they're going to be shallow starting out. Now, about noon, I'm going to say they're going to go down about 10 foot. But till then, they're going to be shallow.
How long do you think that this they're going to be running water? It's down to 17 feet high. How long do you think it's going to take to get that lake back down to normal?
Well, if they just keep running solid, it's going to take about 10 days. They're getting about half a foot a day is what they're getting.
Is that right?
Wow.
Now, do you like this?
It's going to take longer than that.
Do you like this current? I mean, do you think the crappie fishing is better while they're running water?
Oh, I love this current one, you know, crappie fishing. And yeah, it's a little bit high yet. A lot of the good stuff is still underwater. When they get it down a little bit more, you can find all that key stuff out on the main lake then. It's going to be fun.
So do you like current or no current?
I do like current.
Okay.
I do like a little current on Truman Lake for crappie.
But Richard, how big are these fish running?
The one we just put in the live well is probably 11 inches.
Oh!
Here on Truman, we're going to keep everything 10 to 12 today, or one limit of them anyway.
Will you come up?
And we're going to catch some 13, 14 inches, but they're going to go back.
Cool. Oh,
wow. Why would you throw those bigger ones back?
The fellow I'm with, Scott, a buddy of mine, he don't like to kill the big ones, and I really don't like to either.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. That's great. That's exactly what I do. I like the smaller ones to eat anyway. But
I do, too. I like that piece of meat, a little more crispy, a little more done, that little thinner piece.
Yes, yes, yes. That's my favorite, like a little crappie chip.
will you catch a 2-pound crappie today?
A 2-pounder, no. We're going to catch some pound-and-a-half crappie. These crappie are pretty skinny right now due to, you know, they just got done spawning. They're just now starting to feed up. Pound-and-a-half is probably about as big as we'll catch. Mm-hmm. Now, if they'd still have their bellies and their eggs in them, we'd catch one probably over 2 pounds a day. But, with their bellies empty, no eggs in them, they're not going to weigh 2 pounds.
Now, with the current, once the lake gets back down to normal and they shut the water off, are there still going to be crappie to be had for the summer?
Oh, yeah. That's when I like it when it gets down to pool. That's one of my favorite times, too. Get it to pool or a foot below, and there's a lot of stuff in this lake that a lot of people's never seen. And when that stuff shows up, it's pretty easy.
Well, it just sounds good. What's going on below the dam? I know the secret's out that the slack water area has some fish in it.
I took some buddies down there 2 evenings ago at noon. And by 3 o'clock, we'd went through 17 dozen minnows.
Wow!
Now, that was spider rigging. I'm not shorting any yet. We went through 17 dozen minnows.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of work just right there.
Yeah.
I didn't like wore me out baiting them hooks up, but we had fun. Catch a lot of little fish. You can come through, and the fish are going to end up keeping 9.5 to 12-inch fish down there.
Nice,
nice fish.
Perfect.
Good eaters, just a lot of boats, you know, and you can duck in any of them pockets down there on Lake the Ozarks and cast spider rig or about anything and catch them fish, but that deadwater channel, it is on fire.
Well, yeah. No secret there, but it is kind of a secret, and I haven't told anybody about this, but that's what I do. I get away from the slack water area, and I go down into the Lake of the Ozarks, and the current is so strong right there, those fish back off into any little slack water area, any eddy or the mouth of any of those coves. And I get away from the crowd, and I do really, really good. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yep.
We only got 3 listeners anyway.
Yeah, they're all down. They're down below the dam right now.
Anyway,
they're down below the
dam. I'm listening, too.
4. All right.
I'm going to go hit his spots next time. Yeah.
Now, my sister says she's going to get up and listen. I fished 5, so we're doing all right here.
Well, Richard, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, how can they do it?
They can call me at 660-351-5361.
Oh, and I'm going to give that out again in just a minute. But before we let you go, I got to tell you, my host here, Mr. Ramsey, had to eat crow a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had to eat
some crow.
I did.
I brought in, I cooked some blue catfish and cooked it down here at the studio. And, you know, we've been going back and forth. He says, and most of the people up in St. Joe that he knows, says the blue cat aren't worth a darn and that they're no good to eat. Well, Fred, tell him what you told me.
I've apologized for this three times. I'm not apologizing again.
I think we had this talk last year, maybe, and explaining how good they are, and he wasn't a believer. But I hope he's a believer now.
I am. That's unbelievable. Second best thing I could put to my lips. I'm telling you, it was great.
It is good.
So, speaking of the blues real quick, is catfish doing anything right now?
Rod and reel, no. These fish are suspended out over the channel in this deeper water. The jugs, the trot liners, they're going to catch a lot of fish this weekend, fishing down about 15 feet over about 30 foot of water.
Cool. Mm. Eat them blues, baby.
Yeah.
Yep. We get a big one, I'm going to keep it.
Okay, Richard. Richard Bowling.
Thank you.
And you've got a Facebook page. People can keep track of what you're doing on your Facebook page. Is that right?
Yep, go to Richard Bowling's Guide Service, and you can see a daily report and kind of what we're doing, and you'll know if it's worth a trip down or not.
Phone number one more time.
660-351-5361.
Okay, well, Richard, thank you for letting me bug you while you're working. Go out and get that man a limit of crappie.
Mm. All right, thank you.
All right, Richard, be safe.
What a great guy.
Yeah, he's so good.
How come we don't go down and fish with him?
That's because of you.
Me?
You're either planting corn or
I know
doing something.
But that stuff's over with.
Well,
so he's
offered to take us blue cat fishing.
Oh, my. They catch some monsters.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's unbelievable.
It's, yeah. And as you know, they're good eating.
I was going to head to the Missouri River to do a little flathead fishing, but as I came across it last night, it didn't look right. It's a chalky brown and up quite a bit. You can't see the dike lines. So my heart's out there. But my boat ain't going
to be. Hey, got to mention the Sports Medicine Store in Kansas City, Missouri. This is the final week for their blowout special. This is something that I negotiated with the Sports Medicine Store for our listeners exclusively. And this is for their custom insoles. They are $150, regularly $275, and they will never be this cheap again. This is just a little bit over their cost, and they're only doing it because I begged and pleaded for a special for our listeners. These are the best insoles that you can put in your shoes. I've tried everything. I speak from experience because I have lousy feet, and I've tried all of the things out there that you can imagine, and nothing gave me long-term relief like the insoles from the Sports Medicine Store. So I'm telling you, folks, if you have foot pain or you know somebody that has foot pain, this is the time. Get out there this week and get some of these while they're not going to be any cheaper than this, $150. But they succeed where others fail because of their knowledge of feet. And I talked to the bioengineer Bud Gordon that designed these out at the Sports Medicine Store. And very simply, the reason his work and others don't is because of their knowledge of the feet. And feet are a very complicated thing. But the thing is, they get your foot into what's called subtalar neutral. That's getting your foot lined up correctly. And if it's not lined up correctly, then it doesn't matter what you put in your shoe. It's not going to relieve your pain long term. And if you have foot pain, it can lead to all kinds of pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, back pain. If you got any of that kind of pain, you got to get to the Sports Medicine Store this week. While the insoles are on sale, $150, regularly $275, but it's going to end this week, and it will never happen again. So get out there. They're at 9738 Warnell. That's just north of 435 on Warnell. They're in the Citywide Remodeler Shopping Complex. Or give them a call at 816-859-5440.
Great product.
Yes, it
is. Use it.
I can't be without it.
Saved my life, basically. I mean, I just got to the point where I just couldn't walk anymore. And it just hurt so much to walk. So great, great product. A little knowledge factor, I suppose. Were you nervous today, Mark? This is our biggest listening audience, allegedly. Everybody's hooked onto the boat heading down the lake. You ever get nervous in doing this show?
No. I mean, okay. Nobody's listening.
I just thought I'd ask. I didn't know.
Before we change, I also got to mention the Sports Medicine Store. They've got a new website now. So if you want some more information about the custom insoles or anything else at the Sports Medicine Store, go to the sportsmedicinestorekc.com.
Okay. KC.com.
Yeah, sports medicine store, KC.com.
Common knowledge thing that I had a guy ask me about the other day. one is, I enjoyed John Debney on the air with last night with Delta Waterfowl. And also, the North Zone has been changed for the duck season. Just put it in your memory bank. It's now going to start on November the 4th. They've set it back a week. So I just thought I'd pass that along. Now, the other sources that I have that are duck biologists, not only John, from a 1 to a 10, the hatch is a 6.
Really?
Yeah, it's not as good as they were anticipating. So far, not good. Although, with that being said, in pockets of areas up there south of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which a lot of ducks come to the Midwest right here, have from a 1 to a 10 as far as habitat is a 10, but there's not very much of that. So anyway, still going to be great. The numbers should be fantastic, but I just thought I'd pass that along. Had a guy ask me the other day, and I said, all I know is they set the season back a week. It's November the 4th is when the duck season starts.
Be here before you know it.
And that goes to January the 2nd, which cool. will be kind of unusual, you know, right through Christmas and
wow.
that kind of stuff.
Long season.
Thing. So what the hey. I was showing you the brochure, our SJX boats.
Yeah, that's boats. Well, those cool looking boats.
I'd like to have Joe Falco be a dealer in these SJX jet boats. Go to their webpage. It's an unbelievable
yeah,
product.
Yeah, they're nice looking
they're
boats.
They're a cool looking well, boat, man.
For the river, the you hey. Couldn't beat it. Or oh, Candy well, Como.
Yeah, it's got a picture of it up in the air, and you can see under the boat. That's how good they are. So go by and check that out. What are you headed? What are you doing this weekend? Where are you going?
I'm heading down to Lake of the Ozarks. Right. I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of fishing to be had. Usually this weekend is not the best weekend for fishermen. But if you're wanting to get out, and again, if you want to do any fishing from the bank, get down below most any dam right now. They're running some water, and there's a lot of fish to be had in those places.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to sneak up to Big Lake, Missouri, because no one will be there.
Big Lake?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. I'll catch some crappie. Best kept secret in the United States. You're not supposed to talk about it on the air, they told me.
What do you think about the river? Is snow melting?
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Think there's a chance it might
Gavin's
flood?
Gavin's Point went from, what, 20,000 to 39.2 cubic feet a second the other day?
Uh-oh.
Bad, double bad, triple bad. This rainy pattern, who knows? Tell you what, that wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. We got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in the great outdoors.
Have a great Memorial Weekend.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week. Okay. So long, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.